Back here for our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com. Sky City winning this one 17-16 over the Smoky Valley Vikings. We hear comments from assistant coach Landon Frank following the Beavers' one-point victory.
What a finish, though, after, you know, Scott City was down on the mat here for most of this fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was quite the ending there. About gave everybody a heart attack, but they definitely pulled it out. We missed a few passes there. Just flat dropped them that could have led to a touchdown, and there at the very end we got it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys set the tone early on with a nice scoring drive there, the run by Jace Thomas. 7-0 at halftime, Brady Wilker gets in the field goal, 10-0, but you could kind of tell in that third quarter on that Smoky Valley had the ball after their second series of that third quarter that it was going to be a time-consuming second half for Smoky Valley, and they kind of made Scott City pay for that, just unable to get them off the field on fourth down.
Yeah, after half, they come out and they started running a few different sets that we hadn't seen in the previous films, and it kind of threw us for a loop. For one, we're playing a little bit different defense than what we typically do because of their wishbone, and then they come out in these different sets, gets us messed up a little bit, and they make a touchdown on a misalignment type deal. Mm-hmm. And then we're back on our heels and kind of fighting to get back in it.
Well, then all of a sudden you find yourselves down 16-10, a kind of a tough sequence there after that touchdown run and two-point conversion. But you were in this similar situation 3 weeks ago at Cimarron. Had the ball at your own 18 this time, and, you know, that was good mixing up of plays there and almost had the touchdown early on a drop pass, but that was a good poise there for Scott City to be persistent. They got that fourth down, all-important fourth down, and then, boy, Kevin Serrano stepped up big with that catch in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, and the interesting thing is Kevin Serrano was the one that he tripped down there at Cimarron to let them go ahead and take the lead for the win, so it's kind of nice for him to have a little, get back.
Yeah, and he also helped himself out tonight, finally got his first pick of the year, that long-awaited interception.
Yeah. Serrano's been hurt a little bit. He had a concussion earlier. It's kind of nice to get him back on the field and played well.
Well, you mentioned about, you know, the injuries and stuff. It was tough to see Jeffrey Nix out of that ball game for a while. He looked like he played offense, but he also had to move some players around on defense. And, you know, that's part of maybe the misalignment, not playing those positions during the week they're preparing. And, you know, J.P. Ayers having to fill in at linebacker for Nix there and moving Armendariz in. And, you know, that was a lot of adjustments there on the fly there, but, you know, I think you have to be pretty happy overall how the effort that they put in.
Yeah, you know, JP's been playing linebacker from the very beginning, playing it in JV games, and he's a very talented linebacker. He come in and really didn't miss a step there. We just got messed up with a few of their formations that we hadn't seen, and it led to one touchdown.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a roller coaster of a year, but you find yourselves at 4-2, and more importantly, 3-0 in district play, and you have Colby coming to town next Friday night, and this is not going to be an easy task by all means. This is a team that they've got their full arsenal back, I think, with some of them quarantining for a lot here late. But, you know, the teams know each other very well, so I think it's going to be a pretty exciting game here next Friday night.
I think it's going to be a real exciting game. I don't think it matters what the records are. It's always a good game between Colby and Scott City. They're going to come to win. You know, we're looking at battling for the district championship. You know, I think Colby's been beaten by Southeast Saline. Obviously, we're 3-0. If we could knock Colby off and then have a chance at Southeast Saline, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take it there. But first things first, big win, 17-16. And, you know, that's a clutch situation, too, for the kicker there with 22 seconds to go to kick in that extra point.
Really, all of them, including Coach Gentry, all of them stayed pretty poised in those last 50 seconds and did what they needed to do and made it work.
Thank you once again there to Assistant Coach Landon Frank for dropping by their post game after the Beavers 17-16 victory there. We do appreciate hearing some of the comments there from after the ball game. But the final numbers unofficially here, looking back, Scott said he ended up with 264 yards of offense, 174 on the ground, on 34 carries. They had 90 yards rather through the air. Harrison King, 8 of 17, 90 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks. As Scott City was led by Jace Thomas on the ground, 13 carries, 111 yards, and a touchdown. Also, Carson Froh had 9 carries, 42 yards. Those are the top two leading rushers. Receiving wise, Kevin Serrano had 2 receptions, 34 yards and a touchdown, all on that final drive of the ball game. The one was a critical fourth down conversion that kept the drive live late. Isaac Trango came up with some big catches as well, and one on that final drive as well. Three receptions for him and 31 yards. Scott City had 13 first and 10s, 5 of 12 on third downs. They were 2 of 2 of fourth down, and they were in the red zone just once, and they kicked the field goal for that, and they were 1 for 1 there. As for the Smoky Valley Vikings, they did not enter the red zone. They did not have a play inside the 20 all night, and they ended up with 173 yards, 124 yards on the ground on 40 carries. That's a little over 3 yards a carry. 59 through the air, 5 of 10 passing, and 2 interceptions. Scott City would be plus 1 in the turnover department on Friday night. Smoky Valley also would have 13 first downs, and they would be on the fourth down, 2 of 3, 5 of 11 on third down. So 9 of the 13 first downs came either on third down or fourth down. So that's kind of an interesting stat there. But with the win, Scott City gets to 3-0 in district play. That is a pretty impressive mark here. And last 12 seasons, they have accomplished that 10 times, starting off 3-0 in district play. Of course, with the new format, it's really the second time in 3 years, but they've had a 3-0 district run for the 10th time in the last 12 seasons. So that's a pretty cool accomplishment there. And they have scored in 149 consecutive games. And it looks like they've all but clinched a playoff berth here as well, be the 15th straight season. So first meeting against Smoky Valley. Smoky Valley is an improved team. They play hard, and they're well coached as well. And Scott City was able to hold off the Vikings there at the end, 17-16. Now Scott City has to look forward to the Colby Eagles. This is not going to be an easy game. Colby looked pretty sharp there after a slow start against Smoky Valley or against Russell on Friday night. Ended up winning the game 55-0. Had a running clock in the second half after they got to 48-0 in the third quarter. So Scott City will have their hands full. The Eagles there are going to run, and they'll throw in some passing. They kind of have that thunder-lightning combination in the backfield with their two running backs that they run and also their quarterback, Ryan Myers, who's a senior, pretty senior-heavy team in that backfield. They do run a freshman quite a bit as well in the last few games. So we'll see what the Eagles can do, but it should be a fun game. Of course, Colby coached by Reese McKinney. He has really taken the program to the next level. And after Coach Chris taking over for Coach Chris Gardner 4 years ago, and Coach Gardner had really built the program up and he got a lot of excitement. Should be a fun one at Darner Field on Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff, regular season home finale for the Beavers as they have the Colby Eagles coming to town. Then they'll go to Southeast of Saline to wrap up the regular season. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game, featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com.